Welcome to another edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, that's Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 9,395 kilohertz, transmitting Tuesdays through Saturdays at 1 a.m. via the shortwaves and also via internet on rai.com.ar. You can find the live streaming and also the different programs in eight languages available on demand via rai.com.ar. If you are in the US, there is another option, which is listening to Rai via audio now. You just have to call 641-552-8099 and you'll be able to listen to our latest program in English for the cost of a local phone call, okay? If you want to contact us, send an email to rai@raiargentina.com. I repeat, rai@raiargentina.com, and you'll be able to listen to our latest program in English for the cost of a local phone call. If you want to contact us, send an email to rai@raiargentina.com, and you have to attach a recording of the program you're reporting on in order to receive one of our QSL cards. But don't forget to send that audio file of 3 minutes if you want to receive a QSL card, because it's a requirement. Unless you send it via conventional mail, no audio file will be required in that case. Just send it to our historic traditional address, which is RAE, PO Box 555, and then the postcode 1000, followed by Buenos Aires, Argentina. Guillermo Vega is operating the program. I am Fernando Farias. As usual, we'll have the latest news in one of our features. Today, we'll have our feature on immigrants and migrations. But let's start with the news right away first. In Santa Fe, the Mercosur summit will seek to accelerate the implementation of the trade agreement with the European Union. Buenos Aires Province's Supreme Court president denounced trials are orchestrated and the governor demanded that he presents evidence. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro ratified his intention to appoint his son as ambassador to Washington. The IMF assures that Argentina's economic program is bearing fruit, although it forecasts less growth and more inflation for 2019 and 2020. The government of Peru launched a seal to certify products that are child labor free. The Court of Arbitration for Sports begins to analyze in Madrid Boca's claim on the final of the Libertadores Cup 2018 that was won by River. And here are the news. In the Argentine city of Santa Fe, the capital of the province of the same name, the summit of Mercosur, the trade bloc integrated by Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay and Uruguay carries on. Today, the foreign ministers of member states are meeting, headed by Argentina's Jorge Forí. Diplomatic leaders will be closing the document, which will be signed tomorrow by heads of state. One of the issues at stake is the possibility that the trade agreement with the EU enters into force in a staggered manner, according to the parliamentary approval of each Mercosur member. In this way, it wouldn't be necessary to wait for the entire bloc to ratify the pact before it enters into force. This has been revealed by the Argentine Secretary of International Economic Relations, Horacio Reiser, on the sidelines of the Santa Fe summit. The provisional entry into force, this possibility that if one of the Mercosur parliaments approves the pact, it allows for the benefits to be enjoyed immediately, something we have to discuss. And we, as an Argentine government, see that it would be possible to be able to take advantage of all the benefits of the agreement as soon as possible. That is why we are going to propose this, but always within the framework of dialogue that is a feature of the Mercosur. The heads of state who will attend tomorrow are Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro, Uruguay's Tabaré Vázquez and Paraguay's Mario Abdo Benítez, in addition to host Mauricio Macri. Also participating is Sebastián Piñera of Chile, as an associate nation, and Evo Morales of Bolivia, whose country is in the process of joining Mercosur as a full member. According to the head of the Supreme Court of Buenos Aires province, the largest in Argentina, in the judiciary of the country, there are artificially armed cases and persecution. This is what Judge Eduardo de Lazari said during a meeting of more than 100 federal magistrates. In that forum, he talked about abuses of witnesses of reserved identity, of repentance, pressure exerted by the media, spying and telephone tapping traffickers. All this, Lazari said, with the complicity of some judges and prosecutors. Maria Eugenia Vidal, the governor of the province of Buenos Aires, demanded that the head of the highest court in the district presents evidence of the complaints. For the governor, the judge Lazari was a political instrument of former President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. That is because the ex-head of state had quoted the judge's remarks in connection with the cases she faces for alleged corruption during her administration between 2007 and 2015. Ms. Fernández de Kirchner has been arguing that the accusations against him are orchestrated while denying all charges. De Lazari, in turn, issued a communique on the sayings that generated controversy. In the document issued by the Buenos Aires court, he explains that he did not identify particular cases because of secrecy demanded by the proceedings. In any case, De Lazari detailed the situation of a prosecutor suspended in Dolores for accusations of leaking wiretaps to a man who used them to extort people implicated in a corruption investigation. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro ratified his intention to appoint his son as ambassador in Washington. The president criticized the potential appointment, or he responded the criticisms of the potential appointment of Eduardo Bolsonaro and said that these criticisms indicate that, quote-unquote, he is the right person for the job. The Brazilian head of state rejected accusations of nepotism and stressed his son, who's currently a lawmaker, is fluent in both English and Spanish in addition to his native Portuguese. Bolsonaro also stressed Eduardo's good relationship with the US President Donald Trump, and in an interview, the Brazilian leader justified. Could you imagine if in Brazil we had President Macri's son as the ambassador of Argentina? Obviously, the treatment would be different from any other ambassador. The International Monetary Fund increased its inflation forecast for Argentina from 30 to 40% this year. It also anticipated a 1.3% drop in GDP by 2019 and 1.1% growth by 2020. This can be seen in the latest report issued by the IMF as part of its $57 billion loan to the country. The text states that the financial situation is subject to greater risks in reference to the October presidential elections. In any case, it highlights the fulfillment of the goals set by Macri's government, which is why new disbursement of the credit was approved last week, according to the source. In that context, the interim director of the entity, David Lipton, expressed optimism about this data and said the economic program of Argentina is bearing fruits. In an interview with the Financial Times, he said, "We understand that political uncertainty can affect sentiments, but the good news is that Argentina has implemented the policies they described in the program." The government of Peru is working to implement a seal indicating that the products were not made by minors. That is because the South American country has the highest rate of child labor in the continent, with children and adolescents working between the ages of 5 and 17. Lima is currently developing the initiative together with several NGOs, and in a first stage, some 1,500 farms will be assessed to receive the seal. In an interview with Radio France International, Paul Quesada, a coffee grower in the Villa Rica region, revealed that he hopes with this seal, farmers will improve their living conditions. He told the Radio of France, "We tell farmers all the time, do not make your children work, send them to study instead. But with these low prices, it is not enough for your children to go to school. If we get the seal, customers will eventually recognize our work and will accept higher prices," Mr. Quesada said. The long-term goal is that products with a child labor-free label can get a differentiated, higher price in markets, such as it is the case with organic products. The Court of Arbitration for Sport begins to analyze in Madrid Boca Juniors' claim over the final of the Copa Libertadores de America 2018, which River won last year 3-1. Boca had blamed its rival for the incidents that led to the suspension of the second decisive match of the continental tournament, which ended up being played in the Spanish capital. The plaintiff is demanding financial compensation and, above all, the trophy over the aggressions suffered by the Boca squad when they arrived by bus at the River Stadium in the neighborhood of Núñez, Buenos Aires City. After the parties' presentations of their respective stances, the Court of Arbitration will analyze the case for months at its headquarters in Switzerland before it issues a ruling. And these were the news brought to you by RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI Argentina al mundo. RAI Argentina 面向世界.
RAI Argentina vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentinian in the world.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
Well, here is our regular segment dedicated to migrants and migrations that we bring you every week on RAI Argentina to the world. The first story is about Mexico, and it's been all over the news recently because that country has increased the deportations of migrants by 33%. This is the result of the pact with Washington. Let's remember that the Trump administration had threatened Mexico with applying levies, a 5% tariff, if I'm not wrong, if Mexico didn't stop the wave of migrants coming mainly from Central American nations. The administration of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador heeded to that request, and they started exerting more pressure on migrants in adding more troops to the southern border to contain that flow of migration. And the result is that deportations by Mexico after that agreement was signed between Mexico and the US, I think a couple of weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, has increased by 33%. 3 weeks after reaching an agreement with the US, Mexico has ended June with a record number of deportations, 21,912. That's 13% more than in the previous month, according to preliminary data provided by the National Institute of Migrations of Mexico that was picked up by Spanish daily El País. This is the highest monthly figure since March 2006, when the administration of former President Vicente Fox deported 23,529 people. In addition, the number of foreigners arrested in June was almost 30,000. That indicates an increase of 23%, the Spanish newspaper indicated. Growing pressure from the US, let's recall, forced Mexico to take unprecedented measures as part of the agreement reached with the White House. The Mexican government deployed 6,000 members of the newly created National Guard that had been originally intended to fight drug traffickers. These troops were deployed in the border with Guatemala. 15,000 more in the US border in order to contain the flow of migrants coming mainly from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And there is a report that says the refusal of Japan to accept immigrants has worsened their social problems. This document has been published by the BBC when Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone stated in 1986 that the intellectual level in the US was lower to that of his country because there was a high population of blacks, Puerto Ricans, and Hispanics. Well, his words had a very negative impact in the US, as you could expect. And according to this report, Japan, on the other hand, the comment was practically unnoticed. The comment that generated scandal in the US, in Japan, says this report picked up by the BBC went practically unnoticed. And it is that this reluctance to accept those who see themselves act and behave differently is something that was, and to a lesser extent still is, rooted in Japanese society. Partly because of its island status, Japan always tended towards isolationism. And today, it keeps alive the pride of being a homogeneous nation built around a strict migration policy. In this context, they point out that while this situation is changing, many of the problems afflicting the country, such as an aging population, the fall in the fertility rate and the number of inhabitants, the shortage of workers, and the low participation of women in working life has been aggravated by the lack of immigrants. American historian and scientist Jared Diamond, in her latest book, Upheaval, How Nations Cope with Crisis and Change, cites in the publication that despite the fact that the US, Canada, Australia and Western Europe share the birth rate and aging of their native populations, these countries minimize the consequences by admitting a large number of immigrants. While immigrants represent 28% of Australia's population, about 20% in Canada, in Japan, that percentage is limited to only 1.9%. This was another edition of our weekly segment on migrants and migrations, a segment that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda. Got time for one song before signing off, and it's going to be a track by Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, singular. Yo no me caí del cielo, I didn't fall from the sky. Let's go over the headlines again before signing off. In Santa Fe City, the Mercosur summit will seek to accelerate the implementation of the trade agreement with the European Union. Buenos Aires Province's Supreme Court president denounced that trials in the Argentine judiciary are being orchestrated, but the Buenos Aires provincial governor demanded that he presents evidence about that. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro ratified his intention to appoint his son as the ambassador in Washington. The IMF assures that Argentina's economic program is bearing fruit, although it forecasts less growth and more inflation for 2019 and 2020. The government of Peru launched a seal to certify that products are child labor free. The Court of Arbitration for Sports begins to analyze in Madrid Boca's claim on the final of the Libertadores 2018 Cup that was won by River. This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English, which was operated by Guillermo Vega and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed it, and we invite you to join us again on the airwaves of both WRMI, Miami Radio International, and RAI.com.ar tomorrow for another program of RAI Argentina to the World in English. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.